you.
Okay, this is better.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say bless, say bless, say bless.
Yeah!
Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live tonight. Also, all of the listeners who are tuning in on the website, that's www.blogtalkradio, Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver. In on the phone lines that are listening at 845-277-9094. And I just want to thank everyone tonight's show. Also, we want to thank our sponsors, Pizza Hut, Pepsi, Royal Caribbean, and Publishing, Outback Steakhouse, and Finish Line. We just want to thank, again, those that listen to us Sunday through Monday. We just want to thank you for all your support. Tonight, we're going to be broadcasting live and also in London, also all over the country. Tonight, we're doing our Friday night, and it's nighttime, almost midnight, is midnight over in London and in Germany. And so we're going to be doing our Bible study tonight. We have a special preacher, first time on Chaos Talk Radio, Pastor Sam. I'm going to be introducing him. He can tell you a whole lot about. He is a pastor here in Lawrenceville, Georgia, and tonight's going to be my first time hearing him teach as well. So, without no further, I'm going to turn the service over to Pastor Sam. And Pastor Sam, it'll be all you, and you can close us out when you're finished and dismiss in prayer. So, Pastor Sam, a little bit of background about yourself.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People of God, I welcome you to Chaos Radio Talk Show for the Bible lesson of today. And I believe that as you have joined tonight, that there will be an impartation coming your way in the name of Jesus. The power of God is not limited by our geographical location. Wherever you are tonight, I'm trusting the hands of God to come upon you in the name of Jesus. And God will give you uncommon testimonies in Jesus' name. Once again, my name is Prophet Samuel, but also a pastor in Lawrenceville, Georgia, at Rock of Faith International Ministries, where the power of God flows with no limitation. And I'm trusting God that he will touch you tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So begin to invite your friends. Invite your family to join. You give them the number to connect to what God is about to do tonight. And I believe that as they join, the power of God will touch each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Also, I use this opportunity to thank Minister Oliver for inviting me to this special radio talk show just to preach the gospel. So I really appreciate him, and I pray that God will continue to increase him and take him to a higher ground in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let us go ahead and pray tonight before we start to share the word of God. Father God, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for as many that has joined and those that will be joining, Father God. I thank you for the allies, Father God. I thank you for preservation of lives. I thank you for your mighty hands upon them, Father God. I bless them tonight. I bless their family, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, as we go to your word, I pray that you will speak to your people tonight, that your word will bring clarity, Father God, that your word will bring victory unto them, Father God. I pray that you will open their eyes and their hearts, that they may know what to do in this season. We thank you. Holy Spirit, take control tonight. We bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen. If you can hear me, go ahead and shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tonight, I will be teaching on experiencing God's divine turnaround. Experiencing God's divine turnaround. It is very important for every believer to know that God has a plan for each and every one of you. God has a plan for each and every one of us. And we understand his plan in the book of Jeremiah 29:11, that his plan is of good pleasure. His plan is of total victory. His plan is of divine blessing. So there is a plan for God for everyone that has come to the knowledge of God. What that means, once you give your life to Christ, once you accept him as your Lord and Savior, there is a plan, there is a destiny, there is a purpose for your life. So whatever that you may be experiencing in this season, if you can just walk in the will of God and in his purpose for your life, I believe that God will take you to your place of expected end. That God will take you to where you need to be, because our God is faithful to them that seek him. God is faithful to them that seek him. For the Bible made us to understand that God has not called the children of Jacob to seek him in vain. And since we are the sons and daughters of God, our service towards God, our worship towards God is not in vain. There is a reward for every believer. So we, as a believer, we must understand God's timing. We must understand God's timing. The book of Ecclesiastes, it made us to understand that there is season for everything. There is season for everything, and understanding the God's timing for turnaround is very important in the lives of every believer. It's very important in the lives of every believer to understand. The Bible says the children of Issachar, they understand the season and the timing of God, and they apply themselves accordingly. So as a believer, to experience the manifestation of God for our lives, we must understand the timing of God. And secondly, we must understand the season from heaven for recovery, the season of open heaven for our recovery. We must understand that to be able to experience the manifestation of God for our lives. And also, there is timing for transformation and recompensation of God for our lives. There is timing for transformation and restoring of everything that enemies have stolen from every believer. And how can we understand the timing of God? That means we must constantly remain prayerful. We must constantly remain prayerful. We must be rooted in the Word of God, because the time of prayer is when God reveals His plan. At the altar of prayer is where God is, when God reveals His plan to His children. So we must understand that it is very crucial for every believer to be grounded in prayer, and not only in prayer, but also in the Word of God. In the Word of God, we are in a season where most believers don't pray anymore. We are in a season where people don't read the Word of God anymore. But God, the deep things of God is only revealed that those that are constantly connecting to Him, those that are constantly rooted in His Word and seeking His face at all times. The Bible says we should seek God without ceasing. Without ceasing means all the time. Amen. Without ceasing means all the time. Without ceasing means constantly. So the blessings of God and His divine provision is made available to every believer. Is made available to every believer. But what guarantees us is our constant connection to God, our constant connectivity to God is what determines how speedily the plans of God will come to life in our lives. So also our accessibility to God's divine provision is divine by our proximity to Him. Is determined by our proximity to God. How close are we to God? How close are we to God? And when God show up in your life, it doesn't matter what you are going through or what your past experience is, God always showed up. And when God show up, it makes to come to pass every promises He has made. When God shows up in your life, He fulfills His promises regardless of your past experience or present experience when you remain connected to God. When you remain connected to God. And we can see in the book of John chapter 5, when we read from verse 1 to 8, that how God turns circumstances around, how God turns limitations around. Because sometimes you might even find yourself in a place where you are just about to give up. when you look to the right, you look to the left, you seem to find nothing. But if you keep believing in God and trusting in Him, God will definitely come to your aid. He will definitely come to your rescue when you remain in Him. In that book of John, chapter 5, verse 1 to 9, we can see a man who has been dealing with sickness, with paralysis, the Bible says, with paralysis for many, many years. He has been dealing with paralysis for 38 good years. And this man has been by the pool of Bethesda for this year, waiting for his miracle. Waiting for his miracle. Waiting for his expectation. And that is why it is very important that when we go before God, we have expectation. That we are determined to receive from God. We must be determined to receive from God, to receive deliverance, to receive victory, to receive healing from God. So this man has been by this pool for 38 good years, waiting for the angels of the Lord to come to the pool and tear up the pool. And the Bible says, whoever jumps in receives their healing. Whoever jumps in first receives their healing. But this man has been waiting to jump in for 38 years. You see, sometimes we say we give our life to God. We say we give ourselves to God, but we are not diving in completely. We are not diving in completely. So this man has been waiting. So it means to see the hands of God in your life, to experience changes in your life, that means you must completely dive in, totally surrendering to God, totally giving all to God, even in your service, in your different churches, in your giving to God, giving everything, because He is the giver of life. This man was at the place of his healing for 38 years, a place of deliverance, a place of miracle, a place of victory for 38 years, and yet it remained the same because there was no willingness to dive in. There was no willingness to move in the plan of God. When we refuse to move in the plan of God, we are limited. When we refuse to move in the call of God for our lives, we are limited. The Bible says, God called Abraham. He said, leave your father's house and go to the land that I will show you. And the Bible declares that Abraham, he left instantly. Abraham left his comfort zone. And the Bible says he did not even consider the age of his wife. So until we come to that place whereby we leave everything for God, whereby you say, come sun, come rain, I will follow him. Then you begin to see the plan of God moving in your life. You begin to experience turn around in your life. And we can see that God himself, because Abraham followed God, we all knew what happens to Abraham. There was a turnaround in his life. There was abundant blessings of God. The promise of God was fulfilled in his life because he obeyed God and follows the will of God. But in the book of John, chapter 5, we saw this man who has been dealing with issues for 38 years, and he was at the place of his victory. He was at the place of his breakthrough. He was at the place of his miracle. But yet, miracle did not come to him because he refused to move. He refused to change his mind. He refused to change his thinking. He was still in his old way. And that's where most believers find themselves today. That's where most believers struggle today, because the willingness to follow Christ, the willingness to do the kingdom's work is not there. And they struggle because they are not willing to dive in to give everything to God. And this man dealing with this paralysis, waiting for the move of the water, and suddenly Jesus Christ appeared to him. Jesus Christ was at this place, at this pool of Bethesda, on this particular day. And the Bible says Jesus Christ knew his condition, that he had been in this situation for so long. People of God, I don't know how long you have been in your situation. I don't know how long you have been dealing with this sickness. I don't know how long you have been dealing with these challenges, but I have the good news for you tonight, that God is here to deliver you, that God is here to set you free, that God is here to heal you. God is here to perform a mind-blowing miracle in your life, if you can just surrender to his will. And the Bible says that because Jesus Christ knew his situation, verse 6 says, and Jesus saw him laying down there. He knew he already has been in this condition a long time. Then Jesus asked him, that what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Do you want to be made well? And the man began to tell Jesus his challenges. And the man began to tell Jesus about how people have been pushing him around when the angels came, tear up the water. Sometimes it is difficult for believers to recognize when God is speaking to them, because they're trying to figure everything out and trying to blame everyone, why God is right there asking them, what is it that you want me to do for you? And that's why you should learn to understand that you cannot be too focused on your challenges. You cannot be too focused on your circumstances. You cannot be too focused on your present experience. To focus on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. If you can just keep your eyes on God, on Jesus Christ, the one who shed his blood so that you may become the righteousness of God, so that you may be set free from the bondage of Satan, so that you may be set free from every generational curses. And Jesus was asking himself, do you want to be made well? And the sick man said to him, I have no man to put me into the pool when the pool is stirred. But giving his excuses to Jesus Christ, said, do you want to be made well? So as a believer, we must understand how to hear the voice of God. Sometimes we engage in prayer that we are not listening to God. Sometimes we engage in physical things or natural things that we are not hearing God. Because this man, Jesus Christ, was right there with him. The greatest healer was there with him and asking him, do you want to be made well? And instead, he began to tell Jesus his circumstances. Then Jesus said to him, finally, rise up and take your bed and walk. Rise up and take your bed and walk. And the Bible says, immediately the man was made well. He took his bed and walked. The hands of God is powerful that he can deliver you. He can set you free. The Bible says, if he is not deaf, that he cannot hear us, neither his hand is too short that he cannot save us. But it is our iniquity that restrain us from our victory. It is our iniquity, the Bible says, it is our iniquity that restrain us from receiving our iniquities, from receiving our victory. So the Bible says, God said, Jesus said to him, rise up and walk. And instantly, this man began to walk. He began to walk. And God himself, the most excellent, the most powerful God, even though he has been dealing with this issue for 38 years, but he said to him, rise up and walk. And the Bible says he began to walk. Wherever you are tonight, wherever you may be hearing my voice tonight, Jesus Christ is coming your way tonight and he will deliver you. He's coming your way tonight and he will set you free. Is coming into your house tonight and bring total transformation. Is coming to your life tonight and bring total restoration. Regardless of what challenges that you may find yourself, wherever you may find yourself, God is coming to set you free tonight. We remember the story of Paul and Silas. They were in the prison, about to be killed. And the Bible says Paul and Silas, they begin to pray. They begin to praise God. They begin to sing praise and worship. They begin to thank God. And the Bible says at the middle of the night, the house began to shake, and the angels of the Lord was with them. And the chains that they used to bound them begins to break. Things begin to break. The doors of jail, prison, begins to open on their own accord. When God shows up in your life, every chains of Satan will begin to loose. When God shows up in your life, every limitation begin to be uprooted. So we must understand how to dwell in the presence of God, how to rest in the presence of God. When we rest in the presence of God, God himself will take that load away from you. And the Bible says Paul and Silas were set free from limitations of enemy. So also this man, his paralysis was healed instantly. And I pray tonight that healing is coming your way tonight in the name of Jesus. Healing is coming your way tonight in the name of Jesus. Deliverance is coming your way tonight in the name of Jesus. It's coming your way tonight in the precious name of Jesus. The book of Psalms 126, verse 1 to 3. It says, when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, they were like them who dreams. When God brought back the captivity of Zion, they were like them that dreams. And their mouth was full with laughter, and their tongues were singing. Then they say among the nations, the Lord has done a great things among us. When God shows up in your life, everything must change. When God shows up in your life, everything must turn around. When God visits you, everything changes. He said, when the Lord brought back the captivity, they were like them that dreamed. When God show up in your life, favor come your way. When God show up, blessings of God show up in your life. Because our God is a God of turnaround. Our God, the Bible says, is faithful to 1,000 generations of them that seek him. So God is faithful to those that seek him. Not those that seek him occasionally, not that seek him only on Sunday, not only those that seek him when they need something, but constantly, perpetually seeking God. That God is always show up in their lives. So the presence of God always brings newness when we are in the presence of God. He brings newness into our lives. He brings changes into our lives. He brings transformation into our lives. One can say, in the presence of God, there is peace. In the presence of God, there is joy. In the presence of God, there is hope. So when we are in the presence of God, there is always newness that show up in our life. There is transformation. There is radiance that comes upon you when you are in the presence of God. And the presence of God also eradicates every limitations or bondage. The presence of God eradicates completely the bondage that Satan may have put on you. The Bible says that Satan has come to steal, to kill, and destroy. He said, but I have come to give you life, and not only life, but to give it more abundantly. Kill and destroy. But God himself, he comes that you may have life and have it more abundantly. To have life more abundantly is that nothing is nothing missing, nothing is broken. That means God will restore everything concerning you like it has never happened. When God showed up, everything is new like nothing ever happens to you. Say, but he has come to give you life and to give you more abundantly. That means to give you everything pertaining to godliness. Everything pertaining to godliness, which means blessings, which means abundance, which means total healing and miracle over your life. But our willingness to be connected to the source of life, because Jesus Christ is the source of life. When you are disconnected from him, you are telling God that you don't need him. If your telephone does not connect to the charger and plug in into the electricity, you will discover that in a couple of hours, your phone will be dead. So also when we are disconnected from God, we are saying to God, we don't need you. And the thing about God is that God will not enforce anything upon you, because we must come to him. The Bible says he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we must come before him to have access to every blessing, to every victory, to every miracle that he has planned for us. And we can see the woman with the issue of the blood. The woman with the issue of the blood, she made up her mind. She was determined. She was determined. We know her story, that the Bible says she has been to many doctors, and they have used her for experimental purposes. The Bible says that her condition actually grew worse. But because she was determined, knowing that she must come to Jesus Christ to receive her healing, that she must come to God to be set free, to be delivered. And the Bible says in the book of Matthew that she was determined. In the book of Matthew and the book of Mark, that she was determined that she must go to Jesus. She made up her mind that I must go, and only if I could touch the hem of his garment, I would be delivered. So we must know that we must come to Jesus Christ expecting. We must understand that we must come to him with desire to see changes in our lives. We must come to him with determination, trusting in the power of God, trusting that he's able to make all grace abound towards you, that you may have all sufficiency. So the Bible says the woman with the issue of the blood did not allow the circumstances or the challenges, because when Jesus Christ goes around, multitude followed him. And those multitudes, the woman did not allow them to be a barrier. She kept pressing, 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 pressing until she touched the hem of Jesus Christ's garments. And that means you cannot look at your current circumstances and give up. That means you cannot look at your present challenges and give up. You must keep pressing. You must keep walking towards God. You must keep walking towards God, because he is the author and the finisher of your faith. He is the author and the finisher. The Bible says this woman, she went towards God, believing that she must receive a healing. And as soon as she touched the garment of Jesus Christ, instantly, the Bible says, the blood issue, the issue of the blood dried up instantly. The issue of the blood dried up instantly. And if God can do that in her life, he can do it in your life tonight. If God can do that in her life, he can do it in the life of your children, your wife, your husband tonight. But you must be willing. You must be willing to run towards God and not run away from God. You must be willing to run towards God. You must be willing to run towards him. The Bible says, he will show mercy to anyone he chooses, and he will have compassion on anyone he chooses. So God is merciful. He knows your circumstances. He understands your challenges. But your willingness to come to him determines your access to complete victory. It determines your access to complete victory. Bible, the book of Obadiah says, Obadiah chapter 1, verse 7 says, but on Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. You are in your Mount Zion. When you listen to the word of God, when you dwell in the presence of God, you are in Mount Zion. And the Bible says, in Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. When you hear the word of God, you are in Mount Zion. when you are in the house of God, you are in Mount Zion. And in Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. And there shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. And I pray that tonight you will possess your possession in the name of Jesus. You will possess your possession in the name of Jesus. Because you join on this radio talk show tonight, you will possess your possession. The hands of God is coming your way. He will deliver you in the name of Jesus. The hands of God will deliver you in the name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. Your determination to follow God and your willingness to obey God is what guarantees your turn around. Your faith to trust God. And when you trust God, He will not disappoint you. When you trust God, He will not disappoint you. Let's look at another story quickly before we round up for today. The book of 1 Kings, which I'm not going to read, chapter 17. The 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to 16, we saw the widow of Zarephath. God is always interested in your settlement, is always interested in your victory, in your healing, in your turnaround. We saw the widow of Zarephath who has been dealing with the loss of her husband, and the debtors, they came upon her and they are ready to finish her. But on this particular day, God showed up in her life. God showed up in her circumstances. And God can do the same thing in your life tonight. God can do the same thing in your life tonight. When God wants to make changes in your life, He will send a man to you. He will send a woman to you. He will send even a young person to you. And this woman, she gave up on life because she was preparing her last meal. She was preparing her last meal. But God sent a prophet to her by the name Elijah. God sent a prophet to her that go to that woman. I have instructed her to prepare, to take good care of you, to provide for your needs. And as soon as the prophet of God stepped in into that city, the woman was right there. And the prophet said to her, "Will you give me some water?" And as she was going, she said to her again, "Will you prepare bad bread for me that I may eat?" And the woman said, "I don't really have enough. I only have a couple of flours with me and just a little bit of oil to prepare for myself and my son so that we may eat and die." And God said, and the prophet of God said to her, "Go and prepare for me first." And the Bible says the woman went as the prophet instructed her. One thing that can limit us from turnaround is disobedience to God. Our lack of faith in God. And this woman went and prepared the bread for the prophet. And as soon as the prophet received the what the woman has prepared, and the Bible says the prophet told the woman that she should gather pots, and the man of God spoke, and this woman, what she thought is not enough, became more than enough. More than enough. More than enough. And I pray that whatever you think that is not enough in your life right now is going to be more than enough in the name of Jesus. And verse 16 of that chapter says, the bean of the flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the prophet Elijah. Our obedience is what guarantees our turnaround. The Bible says Abraham obeyed God, and because he obeyed God, the promise of God was fulfilled in his life. So obedience can limit the purpose of God from coming to pass in our lives. Disobedience can limit the purpose of God from coming to pass in our lives. We saw the children of Israel in the wilderness for over 400 years because of disobedience. In the book of Deuteronomy 28, it says, shall come to pass if you diligently obey the word of the Lord your God and obey the commandment which I have commanded this day, then these blessings shall come upon thee. So our blessings is tied to our obedience. And I pray that the blessings of God will come upon you in the name of Jesus. The spirit of obedience to his will and his commanded will come upon you in the name of Jesus. This is the promise of God to us in the book of Joel, chapter 2. Verse 25, it says, I will restore to you the years that the worms and the locusts has eaten, and the crawling locusts, the consuming locusts, and the chewing locusts, my great army which I have sent among you. And verse 26 says, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. When we obey the voice of God, he restores to us what the enemy has stolen. When we obey the voice of God, God restores to us everything that enemy has stolen. God restores to us our bodies dealing with any kind of complication. God will restore it because he's a God of fulfillment, and he loves you and he cares about your needs. He said, I will restore unto you the years that the swarming locusts have, that is everything. For if enemy has been dealing with you for over 10 years, God will restore it in multiple fold. And we can see that in the life of Job, that God restored everything. He's a God of turnaround. He desire in the pleasure of his people, the Bible says. So are you trusting God for a turnaround in your life tonight? Are you trusting God for turnaround tonight? To have access to God's divine blessing, First, you must give your life to him. And secondly, you must obey his commandments. Partial disobedience is a total disobedience to God. So to assess, turn around, to see changes, to see the manifestation of God in your life, you must be willing to surrender yourself to him. So if you haven't given your life to Christ, I want you to join me tonight. Tomorrow may be too late. I want you to join me tonight, and you can just lift up your right hands. He died for you. He loves you, and he wants you to be with him on that day. So you must first give your life to Christ to access the blessings of God. And if you are willing to do that, tonight I will be willing to pray with you. And you can lift up your right hand, just say, Lord Jesus, I give my life to you tonight. I surrender my life to you. I believe that you are the Son of God. You died and resurrected for me. Come into my life. Change my life. I give my life to you. I will serve you. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Make me whole. In Jesus' name. If you say that prayer with me, you are welcome. And I pray that the hands of God will preserve you and your life will turn around for good in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. If you are dealing with any sicknesses in your body, I just want you to lay your hands in that area. Lay your hands wherever that sickness may be. The Bible said by his stripes we were healed. That means healing was made available for you at the cross. Father God, I pray for your precious one. Heal them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree healing over their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Arthritis, back pain, sugar, diabetic, vision problem, Mazeli Kadalia, receive healing right now in the name of Jesus. I decree healing over cancer, over glaucoma, over blood pressure in the name of Jesus. Over heart disease, receive your healing instantly in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak into your life total restoration, total transformation in the precious name of Jesus. Long life and prosperity, you will not die in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you for joining me tonight. And I thank Brother Oliver for inviting me. I pray that the blessings of God will be upon all of you in Jesus' precious name. This is Prophet Samuel from Rock of Faith International in Lawrenceville, Georgia. God bless you all and trust in the Lord and not lean on your own understanding. But in all your way, acknowledge God and he will turn your life around in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless all of you. And remain blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.